Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
McCullough.
Hey, everybody. It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
Thank you for that warm welcome. It's our legions.
Yeah. I just, you know, I just feel like keep it casual. You know, they're one of us.
That's, well, it's an unusual night that we don't have actually guests in the studio just watching the show at some point.
Yeah.
And I was talking with our flagship AM 970 here in New York. And by the way, if you're listening anywhere up and down the dial, anywhere in America, this can happen for you too. But they want to put us in a live locale at some point with a live audience on a Saturday night.
We would tear that up.
That would be so much fun.
Well, we did that a couple times a long time ago, didn't we?
I don't think we've ever done it. Yeah.
Well, we did it at a restaurant once. Long time ago.
No, I don't think. Well, if we did,
maybe it was a dream.
It made such an impression on me, it just went right out of
my
head.
It was a vision. A revelation.
Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Lots of people are praying for Stephen today. I got an inbox full of people going, did he get arrested? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, but it wasn't, you're not going to prison, you're not going away.
No.
It's just a little driver's license thing.
Yeah.
You walk out of the house and forget it? You leave it sitting on the dresser?
No, it wasn't that I wasn't driving with it. It was
that. You don't have one that's current.
It wasn't valid, so to speak.
Well, hello, officer. Would you take a passport? I have one of those.
Now the whole it's actually a whole long.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With and here's what I figured out.
You weren't driving the wrong way on a one-way street.
No.
Because you did that once with me and the bride in the car.
Oh, I thought it was with
after
Governor Huckabee or something. But
no, you parked the smart car on the sidewalk with Governor Huckabee.
What I learned is
the adventures of Stephen's driving. This is why there should be a reality television show attached to this broadcast.
I live my life.
Yes.
And things happen. And regardless of what the truth is, people don't care. They don't care. Whatever the...
Well, what's unfortunate is that the minute that it hits the what do they call that, the blotter?
Yeah.
Like, immediately, there are like 50 outlets that publish... Before they even know any details.
Right.
Stephen Baldwin arrested.
Well, the dumb thing is...
And it comes out across the internet right away.
Is anything you've read about that situation is not correct. Meaning even the details thing. He was driving a gold vehicle. It wasn't gold. You know, it's just, you know what I mean? They're just kind of... They're just trying to come up with news based on whatever information they can get.
Right.
And they want to be first and this and that. But let me tell you, it was great.
Okay.
The police officers of the 30th Precinct were...
Were these the men that put you in cuffs?
Sure.
Yeah, they took you in?
But then when several paparazzi showed up outside...
They bust their chops.
They were... No. They were very helpful in my being able to go home in a way that eluded...
Nice.
So that was nice.
So what precinct?
30th Precinct, New York City.
100, NYPD, 30th, we owe you one. Thank you.
I wouldn't go that far. Thank you. I mean, I'll
owe you one.
We wouldn't be having this conversation in the first place. No. But they did their job. And it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what your status is, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was driving improperly. And I never regret these things. They always happen for a reason.
So, kids, what Uncle Stevie B is telling you tonight is always follow the law.
Do your best.
Do your best. Follow the law. Make good grades. Eat your broccoli. That's what he's saying. Stevie B, Uncle Stevie B, this word from him to you. Eat your broccoli.
And don't do anything that anyone would be caused to call you a racist. That's
well,
getting back on topic.
You can't even walk down the sidewalk without that happening. So, anyway, yeah. So the reason we're talking about this is because this is what the news media has obsessed about this last week, last 2 weeks. Donald Sterling. Oh my goodness, has anybody really paid any attention to some of the horrible things said about Condi Rice from Rutgers University? I got so mad today. I was just smarting off on Facebook. I was just coming up with Hey, Rutgers University, their new marketing department. Rutgers should hire me to help them.
Sure.
Rutgers University, taking intolerant bigotry to new levels since 2014. Hey, if you're in the class of 2014 at Rutgers University, and you're part of the little, you know, scallywags that that got Condi Rice kicked out, if you're man enough, call the show. Because I'd love to ask why. I'd love to ask, what is it about a woman who... Well, I know she's smarter than you. She speaks seven languages. I know she's more accomplished than you because she's a concert pianist and she knows more about the NFL than most men do. And she served at the highest levels of government for two different presidents
right. In
very, very important positions, National Security Advisor and Secretary of State for Bush, for W, and then she served his dad as well in the State Department. I'm just curious, what is it about this woman that so intimidates the little racist punks that enroll at Rutgers University, that you feel like this is what gives you satisfaction at the end of the day, that you ran off the black woman that could run circles around you, you little punks at Rutgers University? What's your problem? Why are you afraid of this woman? What's your deal? Think I've sufficiently challenged them? I'm hoping that they'll call.
I think they're scared of you. But I wouldn't use a bunch of the words you're using tonight, like scallywag. And
scallywags, that's a good word.
Yeah, but you're really just aging, you know, you're showing your age.
No, I'm trying to not use words get me in trouble. It's
like
a pirate word.
You're like Atticus Finch at this point tonight.
Scallywag. Yeah, we'll talk like pirates the rest of the night.
But it does make me just...
Does a commencement speaker should the commencement speaker be able to agree with everybody that's going to be in the school's audience? Because I don't think that all of the kids that go to Rutgers are hard left liberal progressives. I bet there are about a third that are, probably about a third that are really conservative, and then there's this other third that's in the middle somewhere.
I'll tell you what saddens me about these so-called scallywags.
Scallywags.
Well, it just, you know. It's, in my opinion, it's just kind of so lame.
It's third grade.
Well, wait a second. It's so lame for the potential motivation that you're saying, which is, oh, she was a Bush this, that. Like, we're so far past that. You know, if Hillary Clinton can say about Benghazi,
yeah,
hey, what difference does it make? It's over. Then why can't somebody say this to these little Rutgers scouts?
Well, and that's... You
know, like, get over it. Like,
yeah.
What's it got... Perhaps the woman could have spoken into the lives of so many others in a way that was so positive.
Well, and outside of her work in government, she's been the provost at Stanford.
Right.
Like, she's totally at home in the higher educational arena,
mm-hmm,
you know, and she has her own doctorate. So,
mm-hmm,
what's the deal?
It is strange.
Anyway, 888-340... Is it racist? I think there's an element about this that could be.
Makes you wonder.
888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Joe's in Louisville, listening to WGTK. Hey, Joe, welcome. Glad you're here.
Hey, pleasure to talk to you wonderful guys from the Bluegrass State tonight. I just wanted to make this real fast. The ones that use the double standard to me are race hustlers. But I don't have an answer why it's, you know, okay to say what I want and can't express how I feel without being called a KKK member. You know, maybe you guys, you seem to be a little more educated than we are down here in the hills of Kentucky, but I'll take my answer off the air. Maybe y'all can give me an answer on all this. And if you can, I'm sure everybody would love to hear it.
I don't know that there, Joe, to be candid, I appreciate your question, but that's the question I'm asking. What it's it to me, Jay-Z sitting courtside as a rapper of the Brooklyn Nets, wearing a medal that represents a group of people that walk around saying white people are the devil, is equally as injurious to society and to culture as anything that Donald Sterling said in the privacy of his bedroom. In fact, I think I could make the argument it's more so because he's doing it publicly. Sterling has not, at least in recent days, done something publicly.
Do you think maybe it's not about right or wrong anymore? It's about they have an agenda.
So you can be so you can be bought off. So there could be
Men in Black.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. More to come. It's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us. Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3 to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. We're glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Does America, and using we loosely, but do we as Americans really have a problem with racism, or do we manipulate and pick and choose and cherry pick when we want to use it and how we use it and what excuses we give for people that do use it? Because I think that that's what we do. I don't think we have a national conscience that's worried about racism anymore. I think we like the advantage of having something called racism to gripe about. And so when someone who obviously is a racist, like Mr. Sterling, says stupid stuff like he said, then there's this feigned outrage that the whole world can come around. $2.5 million lifetime ban from the NBA. Mm-hmm. Another owner of another team, he's the owner of the Clippers, Jay-Z, part owner of the Brooklyn Nets, sits courtside every night with a medal around his neck that represents a group called the 5% or something like that. They're all about why whites are devils. And if you're watching on television, that's a shot of the medal that he wears right there. But whites are devils. He's not being asked to leave the league. He's not being asked to forced to sell his shares. 888-340-3373. I don't know if you can have an honest discussion about race anymore in our society. I think everybody's got an angle. Do you think you can? You think it's possible?
I don't know that everybody has an angle. I think, obviously, there are people who are racist. I think that there are people of races who have racism cast upon them who perpetuate racism. And that's kind of a loaded statement, but let me say that again. I think there's people that, you know, are affected by racism, that are of particular races, who bring that upon them in certain ways. And I'm not going to finish what I mean by that. I'm just going to say, I'm going to tee it up like that and leave it alone. That's my opinion.
Fair enough.
But, you know, I don't want to say that I don't think it's ever going to go away. But it certainly seems like it's going to be difficult for it to go away.
I don't think it's going to be the likelihood that you're going to expel racism out of every human being the same way you're not going to be able to expel thievery from people that steal things, or the fact that we have murderers that still live. I think that all those really dark and hateful sins live in mankind now. They're going to live in sinful hearts for a long time.
Sure. I agree with that.
Let's go to Sheila in Englewood, New Jersey. She would see what Sheila says tonight. Easy for me to say. Hey, Sheila, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
Thank you all very much. I love you all because you all love the Lord. Now, you want to get to some answers.
Yes.
Well, I agree that it doesn't matter what color a person is. If they're black and they criticize God, white creation, that is evil. But we must remember, you all, that every idle word a man speak, he have to give account for it. Mm. I want you all to keep that personally. And anybody listening, it could be a help to them. That number one, every idle word. Number two, Jesus said, speak evil of no man and think evil of no man. Speak evil, you're talking about a solution. Speak evil of no man and think evil of no man. And my last point is this, that you don't want to be surprised, because in Luke 17 from the 26th verse, as in the days, Jesus said, Jesus is speaking, as in the days, I know you all are believers in the Lord, as in the days of Noah, with violence and wickedness, so shall it be, one of the signs of his second coming.
That's right.
As in the days of Sodom. Hello?
We got
Hello?
You.
We're here, okay. Sheila.
Okay, as in the days of Sodom, so shall it be, the immorality, and we're seeing it. So do not get alarmed and surprised. But this life is a personal thing. Remember, to speak evil of no man, think evil of no man. And For Stephen, I want you to know that all things, don't forget, all things work together for good to those that love you, Lord.
But amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sheila.
God is speaking to you to be very, Stephen, God is speaking to you to be very, very careful in whatever you are doing. Pray before you step out of your house and when you step in. Just remember that.
Yeah.
And the Lord loves you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sheila.
Thanks, Sheila.
That's true encouragement. Whether he has the ankle monitor on or not at the time, I'm saying.
That was awesome. I needed to hear
very
that.
Sweet. Very
She's
sweet.
She's right.
Yeah. All right, let's go to line one. Angel is listening to us tonight on AM 570 in Tampa, Florida. Hello, Angel. Welcome.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Yeah,
can
you're
you
on the us? Air, Angel. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, this is my second time at my call. Look, the lady before me, and she's right. I mean, we're going to have this problem until Jesus Christ comes and unite the church, Jews first and then us Gentiles. I have dealt with racism since I was born in Puerto Rico. I spent 20 years in between the Marines and the Army. They used to be called a stick, a white man, you know?
Mm.
I'll tell you, in 96 I came to the Lord because I was, that did something wrong, you know, there for you in camp. And by the grace of Jesus, I'm not in jail. I've been dealing with racism. And, you know, last job I had, I was collecting money for the veterans, for all veterans. This guy, a new Parisian here in Florida, when I told him I was a Puerto Rican, they thought I was Mexican or something. He said, I don't understand you. And said, well, sir, I'm talking to you in English. See, the man is a white man because only a white man that doesn't have the spirit, you know what I mean, go out that way, or a black man. You know, if you don't have Jesus or the Spirit, you're there lost, man. You're living in hatred. Mm-hmm. If you told me it was about to lock and load me, you know, I said, at that point, I said, God bless you, sir, and I walk away. I mean, Mr. Stanley made a mistake, and I was telling the lady that received this call and put me forth. That lady had to have something on him. This man is over 80 years old, almost billions, paying for sex. I mean, he's living in sin, man. He doesn't have the spirit. And I feel sad for him. And not only for him, but I feel sad for the owner of the Orlando Magic here in Florida, which is going to be threatening by the homosexual agenda now. I don't know if you hear about it.
No, I have. I have, Angel. And thank you for your call. Thank you for your thoughts. Yeah, the fear is that if they can go after somebody based on some sort of private conversation that was done in private, not public in any way, that is bigoted towards race, that there will be those activists that want to see the same thing happen. Like that of the DeVos family that may be not in favor of same-sex marriage. So I do see that as a separate issue, though. What I'm interested in tonight is there really a discussion about racism to be had, or is just everybody playing the game? Are we just manipulating the chess pieces in that way? 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now. And enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
McCullough Live. It's Saturday night,
and just seconds ago, the president at the correspondents' dinner made a joke about Sterling and the Clippers.
Oh, did he?
He just said, how good does Obamacare have to be before people stop trying to repeal it? He said, if we give you tickets to a Clippers game when you sign up, is that enough? And he goes, not the old Don Sterling Clippers, the new Oprah Clippers.
That's funny.
No, it wasn't, and nobody really thought it was in the room either. That's why he's terrible at these things. The interesting thing about this, and there's been some speculation that, you know, maybe one of the reasons the league went so hard on Mr. Sterling is that Magic Johnson and Oprah Winfrey both want to buy a franchise, and there's not one available right now. And you get a bargain discounted price if, you know, you can get the guy, the racist owner, to back off. And here's what he said this last week. You try to make me sell the team, I'll take you to court. And the NBA does not want to do that because it can be for public opinion that you fired him because of he said these things in the privacy of his own home. You drag that into legal circumstances, that won't hold up. It's illegally taped. The judge will throw that out. So there's no evidence as it relates to this activity that there's any there.
So then he might not have to sell the team.
He wouldn't have to sell the team. And he might countersue the NBA to get reinstated on everything else. If I was them, I wouldn't force him to sell. Mm-hmm. You can suspend him. You can fine him. You can do all the rest of it. You might just have to let him sit there and rot it out for a while.
Right.
And the guy's 185 years old to begin with. It's not like he's going to be around that much longer. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I would be very cautious if I was the NBA, not to drag that into court.
It sure seems like he's got enough money to have lawyers, or all the lawyers that he would need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, 888-340-3373. What we're really talking about is, are we too ouchy about racism in America today, or do we use it honestly? Is there even an honest conversation to be had? Let's go to Gooding, Ohio, because Kenny's watching Biz TV there in Idaho, rather. Kenny, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
How you doing? Yeah, good.
You're on the air, Kenny. Go for it.
Yeah, are we too ouchy was the phrase on the television screen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe we are, but I guess there's some percentage of people who are a little bit sensitive when it comes to racism.
And is that good, bad? What's your feeling about it? How do you feel like it's used in today's culture? Is it a real issue to be genuinely dialogued about, or just people monopolizing it?
Well, I definitely think that it's a good thing if somebody's showing their true colors, then I can look out for them, or else if someone else is keeping it in the closet, then they just blow up all of a sudden, and we don't want that. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. Awesome. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate the call. Let's go to line one. Dennis is calling from New York. Dennis, you're up next. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Thanks, guys. First time listening tonight. I like the word that Steven used before, perpetuate. And it's something I've been seeing lately, too. I feel like racism is being perpetuated by people who are not even racist, by even white people, because they want to jump on a bandwagon. They want to be part of a cause. And in this day and age, that's the only way they can do it. And they call a lot of people out who are not racist, racist, but because it's their only venue, and that's the way they want to be a hero.
Well, what about the reverse of that? What about not calling people out that clearly are exhibiting racism, like Jay-Z and the White Devils medal that he wears around his neck at the Nets games?
Well, it's true. It's definitely a double standard, and it's obvious now in society. But the thing is, once you say that, then all of a sudden people are pegging you with an extreme. And in this country, people like to draw lines in the sand and say you're one thing or another. And there's no gray area anymore.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
All right, Dennis, so, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah,
you got
yeah,
it.
No worries.
Keep listening, brother.
888-340-3373. Is it even possible to have a serious discussion about race from a perspective that contributes anything to the welfare of society? 888-340-3373, because when you can get Condi Rice kicked out of speaking at the commencement at Rutgers University, we didn't even get into this story, but this player for the Montreal Canadiens, mm-hmm. Mr. Subban, mm-hmm. scores the winning goal against the Bruins. Thousands of Bruins fans take to Twitter to call him the N-word and to just slander and slur him that way relentlessly, to the degree that it became a news story. Mm-hmm. It seems like we just don't care about racism when it's to our advantage not to, and we only highlight it in other people when there's something we have to gain from
it. It'd be interesting to see if the government could step in and fine all those people that tweeted the N-word.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Well, but
why not?
He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. We'll talk about it next.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
NotDeadTheMovie.com.
Baldwin McCullough from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. And Joel McHale has just taken the Correspondents' Dinners platform in Washington.
Yeah.
First joke out of the chute. Racial joke.
Yeah.
About the president being an inner-city minority living off the government dependency.
Yeah. Like, relying on the government dependency to take care of him and his family.
Yeah. Okay, so they're proving my point. Race is not a sincere, genuine issue to be discussed anymore. It depends on who you are and what you have to gain from it as to how the media treats it and respects it. Because that's a room full of media, and they all laughed at that.
I think it gets... The frustrating thing here is I think that race is a matter of perception, because you're right. In this context, with McHale tonight hosting, roasting the White House Correspondents' Dinner, there is whatever racial joke that is acceptable, funny, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
There is a perception of what he's doing and this dynamic that makes it acceptable. But when you believe Trayvon Martin was killed because of his race... which is your perception.
Right.
You weren't there. You don't know what happened. But then it becomes...
And then you assert that assumption as though it's fact.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Then it becomes racial.
888-340-3373. And we've seen a little bit of this with the Don Sterling controversy and the LA Clippers and the NBA trying to force him to sell. We've seen a little bit of it with Condi Rice being kicked off her opportunity to be the commencement speaker at Rutgers University this spring. Jay-Z, owner of the NBA, just like Don Sterling is, but sits courtside in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Nets games with a medal around his neck that symbolizes his belief that white people are devils.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston Bruin fans tweeting the N-word hundreds of thousands of times last night when he shot this winning goal, when the guy that shot the winning goal for the Montreal Canadiens happened to be African American. It's just an astounding thing. You think we've gotten so far and so sophisticated and come such a long way, and shocker of shocks, at the end of the day, in the heart of mankind, we're all still pretty wicked and sinful. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Shocker of shocks. Let's go to Scott in Clover, South Carolina. Hey, Scott, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. We're glad you're here.
Hey, guys. First time caller.
Appreciate you being here.
Love listening to your show. I'm probably going to open a can of worms here, but I think it's just more media-driven than it is an actual race issue. I think it's just the left-wing liberal media trying to take the attention away from more pressing issues that are,
Well, look at
our country today.
To your point. Look at what the country could have been talking about last week between the email that got revealed from the White House that showed that they directly manipulated the Benghazi talking points, to the crisis in the Ukraine, to any number of other things that could have been dealt with in a substantive way. And what did 80% of the media focus on last week? An NBA owner who said some stuff to his hussy in the boudoir. I mean, that's what the news media was reduced to last week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think, that's what we should be focused on, because there's always been racism, and there always will be racism until Christ comes back. But... here in America, we get our tensions swayed so easily and so quickly over such a, puny point. There's bigger issues here at stake than some old guy being a racist.
Yep.
So I just, in my personal opinion, I just think it's the media. It's all media driven, and at the end of the day, it comes down to politics, but that's just my point of view.
Scott, good to hear from you. Call anytime, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's go to line 3. Tom is listening in the Bronx to our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer in New York. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Appreciate your call.
I wanted to weigh in on this. I think I have a unique perspective, considering how I am a white minority in a Bronx borough, which is predominantly Hispanic and black, and I do engage neighbors of mine, co-workers, black co-workers, and I try and have this so-called serious discussion. It's not going to happen. Not now. When people are angry, I remember as a kid, if some bully beat me up and then felt bad and extended his hand, I wanted to chop it off. Mm. You see, he was doing it to make himself feel good. They don't want us to feel good, not yet. And whenever I try to back away from responsibility, because my explanation is, hey, during the years of slavery, my ancestors were in Sicily and Naples. We came here, and we were at the bottom of the ladder, and we got kicked around. But we were able to climb out of it. We were able to assimilate. Mom wouldn't name us Vito or Salvatore. She named us Bob and Tom. She Anglicanized us. She camouflaged us. And sooner or later, we rose up. We became governor of the state of New York, the heads of mayors of the city. You don't see that happening. There is no assimilation for them. So, listen, you know what's going on with the Chinese and the Japanese over the island rights? Do you think that the Chinese forgot what the Japanese did to them? The rape of, what is that city, Nantang? They'll never forget that. The Chinese, like most people, cultural memories go on for hundreds of years. I got friends from Kosovo. That is the Balkans over there. Mm-hmm. They hate each other. You have Catholics, you have Muslims, those Serbs are Russians, and they hate the Muslims. I'm friends with a Muslim guy, and he fought, and he took... They're not going to forget. It's not going to... Now, you know what's going to bring it about? There's intermarriage. I got one grandson who's half Puerto Rican. I got another grandson whose mother's father is African-American. Maybe when everything blends together and no one can tell anyone apart, but to think you're going to have a discussion, like when you have a guy like Spike Lee saying that when he came back from South Africa, he wanted to take a gun and shoot white people. And where was he when they were giving the sentence to Sterling? He was in the front row.
Yeah. No, there was
What was that?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not going to happen. You can say, I'm sorry. Well, this one friend of mine, he's a West Indian guy, I said, well, you tell me, how do we bring about some kind of discussion? How do we start to heal the wound? He says, well, the first thing is to apologize. So what am I going to say? Well, I'm sorry for what people did. In fact, I even said to him, I'm sorry there was slavery. I'm sorry your people were brought here in ships. You know what I'm really saying? If you were never taken out of your homeland and you remained in your original country, this country would be like most other, like Russia, for example.
Tom, thanks for the call. We got a...
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC.
That's me.
And, you know, great calls tonight. Very interesting perceptions. How are we going to close this out, Kevin? I'm going to be my usual self.
Okay.
Because
go for it.
I think you're just chuckling because I have to.
I have no idea. The reason I'm chuckling.
But I have to preface
it's a nervous
the statement
chuckle
like that.
Because yeah. I have no idea what's right. coming next.
I just think you're always saying to me like that. You know I'm going to be Stevie B no matter what happens.
Well, that's true. And I wouldn't want you to be any other B.
I tend to
believe...
You're
my Stevie B.
I tend to believe in this Not Till Jesus Returns dynamic.
Right.
I think that's pretty accurate, because sin is sin, and we're all sinners, and there are folks that this racist issue is their sin. But I got to tell you, there is a movement in America... And there is a hope and an expectation that things can go back to a certain way. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think racism is going to get worse in America. That's what I think.
It has over the last 6 years.
I think it's going to get worse.
In the post-racial presidency, we have deeper divides, harsher points where people have dug in and unwilling to give on certain things.
But I tell you what could change it.
What's that?
Prayer.
That's true.
People praying. Prayer makes a difference.
Prayer changes people who won't.
And
Pastor used to say it to me all the time.
Sure. So that's my recommendation.
So Stevie B. Hey, newspapers had all reported his little, incident this week. Write this. Stevie B says prayer will solve racism in America. Now there's a headline for you, my friend.
Amen.
Anyway. If you want to stay in touch with us during the week, please do it. Stevie B's on Facebook and Twitter. So am I. And our website, baldwinmccullough.com. We actually have these new features on there called the News That Makes You Think. Just little stories each day that we find interesting. How much time do we have left? 1 minute? Okay, I can tell this story in 1 minute. There were these two guys in Houston this last week. Crooks. They broke into a lingerie store after it was closed.
Whoa.
They were going to steal the goods.
Whoa.
Problem is, it was pitch black in there.
Mm-hmm.
They bumped into each other in the middle of the pitch blackness, and one guy's gun went off. The other guy thinks someone else is shooting at him. He begins to shoot. They both think that someone else is shooting at both of them, so they begin randomly firing through the entire store.
Wow.
They didn't die. They didn't get hurt. But that's only by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Because they blew away everything in their path. And when the police picked them up, they had a lot of evidence of their wrongdoing, basically with the bullet holes.
Yeah.
So, friend, kids, tonight, Uncle Stevie B said, eat your broccoli. I say, don't rob lingerie stores in the dark. Now, there's some advice you can live with.
See you next week.
I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Not Dead, the movie.